And do we see that the same system identifies the recalcitrant, the disobedient, or simply the non-beholding for subsequent neutralization or punishment? We want to honor the ancestors in the only way that matters to them. Shine the light on their truth and move ahead. Move forward our consciousness. Move to our freedom. That is, we want to be effective. We want to decommission the system, to do which, or to accomplish any overthrow of status quo, requires that we be strategists, that we know where we're going. Quote from Proudhon, every social revolution, Monsieur Cousin will tell you, is affected only by the realization, and that's EFF affected, is affected only by the realization of an idea, either political, moral, or religious. And my comment, how much more potent is the power of that idea when it sweepingly encompasses all three and speaks to the body, the mind, and the soul simultaneously and operates consciously and unconsciously as Prince did brilliantly with the single image, slave, written on his cheek. And I'm certain the reaction of power was robust and immediate. I'm certain they never forgot it or forgave the terror that single image provoked in them. The perhaps now nebulous fear of the French Revolution. Continuing. There has been no true revolution, says Monsieur Cousin, without its idea. So that, and what do you suppose ours is? I'm sorry, I just had to throw that out there. Hope everybody's thinking that too. Without its idea, so that where an idea does not exist or even fails of a formal expression, revolution is impossible. There are mobs, conspirators, rioters, regicides. There are no revolutionists. Society, devoid of ideas, twists and tosses about and dies in the midst of its fruitless labor. Nevertheless, you all feel that a revolution is to come, and that you alone can accomplish it. What then is the idea which governs you, proletaires of the 19th century? For really, I cannot call you revolutionists. What do you think? What do you believe? What do you want? Be guarded in your reply. I have read faithfully your favorite journals, your most esteemed authors. I find everywhere only vain and puerile entité. Nowhere do I discover an idea. I will explain the meaning of this word, entité, a substance which the imagination grasps, but which is incognizable by the senses and the reason. The entité is often only a repetition of words which add nothing to the thought. So, proletaires, when you speak of liberty, progress, and the sovereignty of the people, you make of these naturally intelligible things so many entités in space. Suppose that, perceiving all the mutual relations of men, whether they produce or exchange or consume, to be relations of commutative justice, in a word, social relations. Suppose, I say, that perceiving this, you wish to give this natural society a legal existence and to establish the fact by law. I say then, you need a clear, positive, and exact expression of your whole idea. That is, an expression which states at once the principle, the means, and the end. And I add that that expression is association. And that's Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. Is that our principle? Is that our governing idea?